If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, Nick, you were doing some work over there. Did you get it done? You didn't get the video done? The song. I know you did. I know you got the song done. Come on, Jay Foreman, we about to take it back to the DMV.
Nick got something? You got the percolator?
We're going to take it back to the DMV. You know what we do out on a Monday after a win? Nick, go on and hit that music.
Oh, no, he didn't with the rest.
DC. That's DC.
Go on, hit it. See, here the thing, Nick. If Jay was by himself in the truck, there would be a show going on right now.
I'd probably bump a little bit.
See, that's a drum line. If your high school ain't playing this, they fail. It's miserable. It's miserable. Man, come on. Come on. Jay Foreman, you went 6-6 this weekend.
I did?
What's happening? What's happening? What we got to talk about? We need.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
6-6, man. What is going on?
I don't know. It must be the headphones.
6-6. Let's
was
go.
Was that even? We got to go back over that. This.
Here, let's go over. We're going to start Jay's picks. Again, you guys can jump on the Sartor Hayman text line, 402-464-5685. You can jump on the Honda Lincoln hotline. Want to thank the folks from Certified Piedmontese for making this show happen. Greatly appreciate it. We're going to go up and down the list, and Jay Foreman, you can vouch or other.
Let's just go over the losses. We don't need to worry about the wins.
Miami versus Baltimore.
That was just an atrocity. That was just, you know, what do they call it? Shooting over a star or whatever it is.
It was not pretty.
Nobody could predict that. That was pathetic by Baltimore.
You got Dallas over Atlanta, right? You got Tennessee over New Orleans, right? You got the Colts over Jacksonville, right? You got Buffalo over the Jets, right?
Right.
Then it took a hard, hard, hard left turn. You got a push for the Lions in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, you got a tie, so it's not your fault. You did not pick Washington.
I did not. No.
You did not.
I could deal with that.
You did not pick Carolina. Cam.
Well, see, that should be – hold on. That should be an asterisk because Kyler Murray didn't play.
Your asterisk game was
But that
Green
should
Bay.
Be an asterisk.
Your asterisk game was Green Bay. It wasn't Arizona.
But Kyler Murray was supposed to play, then he was a late scratch.
Look, man, Wizard, you're supposed to know all this stuff in advance. You connected.
All right, I'll take it. I mean, secret, I'm just saying.
Secret probation with the facts and everything.
That's why I hate Kyler Murray, man. Straight up.
Leave that young kid alone, man.
Nah, man. I mean, dude, you come out here, you all swole at the beginning of the season. Then you must not be taking your little so-called vitamins, and all of a sudden you get a little ankle sprain. Now you out for 3 weeks. Sitting on the sideline, practice all week, then decide he don't want to play, messing up my picks.
That's what matters. That's what matters the most.
Exactly.
So, okay, so we'll go game by game, but then, so you pick the Chargers over Minnesota.
Yeah.
They lost.
I couldn't believe that. I mean,
you picked the Broncos over the Eagles.
I mean,
they lost.
The Broncos are just – they fool's gold. Teddy Bewater, what are you doing on that interception?
I gave you credit for the asterisks. I gave you credit for Green Bay, even though, you know, there's that one. Well done. You got the Chiefs. You picked the 49ers over the Rams.
No, I did not. No way.
No, you picked the Rams.
I picked the Rams.
You picked the Rams. You picked the Rams. And then you picked Cleveland over the Patriots.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I picked the Patriots because I said
yeah,
they
did.
Play
best running game in the game.
No, I didn't pick the Patriots. Or I picked the Patriots. I know for a fact I picked the Patriots.
We'll have to go back to
it. Yeah, you had to go
Nick
back.
Nick will go back.
Because I know
find
I was
out.
Watching that game. I was like, oh,
so,
yeah, that's
so you're
that's
either
Patriots.
6-6 or 7-5.
Yeah, that's both of them are booty. But, right. I mean, that's just, you know what?
But you're still 51-29, so you – I mean, look.
But here's the thing. Like, when you got the Ravens losing to the Dolphins, and then you got the Broncos at home getting shellacked by the Eagles.
Look, Washington beat the
and
Super
then
Bowl
the
champions.
And then
come
the
on.
Washington
come
beat
on.
The Super Bowl champions.
Come on. It was
you
that
know,
kind of week.
That's just what's going to happen.
It was that kind of weekend. Like, we knew that's what it was.
I just hate that Chase Young, the one-man gang, is out for the season.
Just gonna go straight for the jugular.
I hate to see it for him, man, because he's a you know he was having a bad season, but still you like to see him out there.
Yeah, well I wanted to ask you about his run fits, but we'll talk about that later because I Dexter and Charles Manley were on air and they were talking about how good Chase had been against the run.
Yeah,
he just wasn't getting home on the pass.
Yeah, he's excellent. He's the most technically sound guy coming out of college probably in the last like 5 to 10 years. So his run fits were good. And, you know, sacks are one of those things. Look, Washington hasn't been playing with any type of lead, and they've been down a lot. So,
you know that when they were ahead, they kicked a field goal to get to 6-0. Do you know that that was the biggest lead Washington had had all year long?
And their offense was a lot better last year at times. So, when you don't get a lot of leads and big leads where teams are, you know, having the pass, you know, you're not able to pin your ears back. So.
Well, Alex Smith kept him close. Taylor Heineke would put him behind. But Taylor Heineke, look, you know, when it's Tampa, he seems to show up.
Must be something about it.
You know, because he seems to – he likes it a lot. Jake Sorensen is just – I think he bumped his head. I have to read the text because Jake Sorensen, and I quote, "Dolphins are going to get to 7-7. Keep hating, Jay."
That's fine. They can get to 7-7. It's not going to happen.
7-7. That seems to me like a wager.
Well, he's already down a steak dinner. So we can
well,
go double or nothing
well,
where he
well,
takes
you can
everybody.
Do drinks or something, right?
Yeah. You know, whatever whatever he likes that wants to lose.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. Like, if he's going to talk about it. Rico says you picked the Pats, so.
Yeah, I did pick the Patriots.
Okay.
I know for a fact.
Okay. So
seven and five. I felt like that 1 week without OBJ, Baker Mills, and then New England had been playing good. And they're playing at home. And you figure that Bill Belichick, that defense in New England has is tough, you know. So, you know.
No,
it is
Rico
what it is.
Vouches. Rico vouches.
I just think that.
He was listening and you picked the Patriots. So 7-5.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to a lot of the college games, but I wanted to ask you about those. But let's go through the NFL ones first. Because I'm trying to wrap my brain around. Who's the best team in the NFC? Is it Green Bay? Is it Dallas? Is it who? Like who?
If they played right now, I would probably say Dallas. At the end of the season, I'll say Tampa.
But Arizona has beaten them already.
Dallas?
Yeah.
They got Kyler Murray.
But that's how they beat him.
Exactly. But when it comes down to it at the end of the season, he will not beat the Dallas Cowboys.
And you're taking Dallas over Tampa or no?
Right now? Like if they play like right now,
if they play right now.
But at the end of the season, Tampa.
Okay.
But I still think Dallas is going to be there at the end.
I can see them in championship.
They just got too much.
I can see them in championship.
They got
game.
Too much. They're starting to get healthy up front. They finally, after like week two or three, start giving Zeke the ball. So they're starting to run the ball more, and they're not truly healthy yet. Wait till they get Smith back, and they just got Collins back. They start getting that bad boy running. The passing attack is there. The defense is a lot better than it was last year. And once they get healthy and fully healthy, they're going to be tough. Now, the only thing that Dallas's biggest Achilles heel is their head coach. Can't clock manage. Terrible, not terrible, but not the best in pressure situations, which then conversely tilts it back to Tampa if the game's even. Now, Tampa gets healthy, or when they get healthy, offensively and defensively, you're going to see them take off. They're just holding water right now, holding their head above water. They know what was like their injuries. Gronk has been out for a while. AB's out. Even Goodwin is still mm-hmm. he's banged up. Mm-hmm. Howard banged up. So that, you know, once they kind of get back healthy, that's going to free up, you know, the passing attack, which is going to open up their running attack and make the offensive line play even better. Defense is going to start to be able to play with leads like they have been, and then they're going to be back to where they need it because they're banged up in their back four as well.
Nick, you like his four? That's his NFC four.
Green Bay will be there. But the fact that Green Bay they just have not looked like – their defense is better this year, and it was better last year, but they have not been an offensive, explosive team like they had been last year.
Repeat your four, so it's –
Tampa,
mm-hmm.
Dallas.
I like Dallas a lot.
Green Bay. And then kind of, you know, tie between Arizona and L.A.
I like the Rams. I like the Rams quite a bit.
I'd know more about the Rams after I see them in a couple weeks.
That's fair. You'll see what happens. Well, losing
Woods is big. Losing Woods is bigger than getting OBJ.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
J.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're done now. I think – you lose Woods, you got to go get another dude.
Well, I don't know who's out there. The trade deadline is over. Somebody gets released. You know, like how sometimes if you're on a good team or on a bad team, they'll release a veteran or something like that. But there's nobody else out there. They got – here's what the Rams do. They have a plethora of wide receivers. That can. They got Cooper Kupp. They got Jefferson. Then they got OBJ. They got a couple good tight ends. So they got weapons and got guys that can play. Now it's just a matter of getting them to mesh and see where that goes.
Ben says this, can't wait for the Bears to make a late season charge to finish 8-8 or 9-7 and sneak in a wild card spot and get beat in the first round of the playoffs so they don't get any good draft picks. That is literally every Bears fan I know. Like, just they are just in quicksand and mud, and they're just miserable. And
if you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't like them. So
well, they got a legit quarterback. Now they just have to figure out. Now they got to really try to get an offensive line in front of them. I like their running back. I like Robinson, but they have nothing else.
It's going to be the other side of it. I think.
And they are banged up now. You know, Max banged up. Hicks is banged up. And so once they kind of get, you know, Eddie Jackson was banged up at times this year. So once they kind of get, that defense is still for real.
If the playoffs started today, Carolina would make the playoffs at 5-5.
And they're a team, they're the kind of team that if you're not on top of your game because their defense is sneaky good, that they're going to give you a run for your money. Because of Cam and McCaffrey's back. And what Cam can do, nobody else can do. And he might even be more effective at this point in time in his career in like a smaller role. But then in a big game, he has enough experience and obviously enough playmaking ability, he could expand that to, you know, overnight to a big role.
Who are you disappointed in the NFC? Like I went through – the Seahawks to me are disappointing.
I was going to say Seahawks. I would say New Orleans, but they're still in the hunt. But, you know, when Jameis gets hurt, you know, it kind of, you know, stifles everything.
But you paid Taysom Hill $10 million a year. What's the problem?
I don't know what he caught Sean Payton doing to get that type of contract. I don't know, but never worth that type of money. So that's why they're disappointed. Their defense is always playing catch up. But I'm surprised they're not able to run the ball because usually New Orleans is actually, you know, a pretty physical team. But
Kamara
will
be out. So
and they got Mike Thomas there. He's out for the season now. So, you know, that's, you know, what you expected him at least halfway through the season. So you're not getting that. So I would say they're a little disappointed. I would say the Vikings, but the Vikings are the Vikings.
Is there any chance the 49ers beat the Rams tonight?
Well, there's always a chance. But the Rams got to not show up. And not play well. It's not – I mean, this is not – I mean, the 49ers cause some problems for you on defense, especially if they get that running attack going. Because I feel Kyle Shanahan can still, when their running attack is going, can hit you with some big plays, especially when you can get Kittle matched up on any linebacker or safety. And he's a big play guy, even though he's a tight end. He's an explosive player like Travis Kelce and Waller down at the Raiders. But they don't have a number one receiver, so you feel comfortable locking Jalen Ramsey up on whoever. Von Miller's probably got his, you know, game legs and got, you know, the playbook, you know, more under.
They got so many dudes.
Then that's going to free up Aaron Donald. Then they got Lloyd on the other end. So they, you know, if the Rams come out and play like they did against Tennessee, of course, anybody can beat them. But I think the Rams are, you know, that's the kind of loss that kind of wakes you up. It's like when Buffalo lost and Dallas lost. This is maybe a wake-up call in the middle of the season or towards the middle of the season that some teams need. I'd be very surprised if the Rams don't beat the 49ers.
Who is better in the AFC, Buffalo or Tennessee?
Oh, man, that's hard because it seems Tennessee is playing better every single week. But – Buffalo, I think, is the better team, and that's not being biased. I think that they have a better quarterback.
I think the 135 points,
you know, wash with the
is pretty impressive.
Yeah, wash with the receivers, and it's hard to go against Tennessee because they are playoff ready. And they're going to be able to play – you know, you'd think a team like that might run out of steam, right? Mm-hmm. Like they might, you know, hit their peak. But they won't because now they have more weapons on offense and the defense is starting to get better, starting to get towards the, you know, what they used to have and be able to play smash mouth, go up to Kansas City, be 8-8, and beat the Kansas City Chiefs that were 13-3. And then all of a sudden Alex Smith couldn't play. That was like 2 years in a row. Come up there and Derrick Henry is running all over the place. So – they don't have Derrick Henry. They got, you know, probably the next best thing. To if you can't replace Derrick Henry, but if you ever could get a running back to kind of replicate what he does, you got a Hall of Famer in Adrian Peterson, who's still rushed for close to a G last year, I think, for with Detroit. So and 1,000 the year before with the Washington football team. So, you know, I think it's a toss up, and I think it just comes down to where you're playing. I think if Buffalo gets a home field game against them, I think Buffalo should be heavily favored, but Tennessee would be a hard out on the road. But if a team that could go into Tennessee and win, I think it's Buffalo. Because they showed it, and they just kind of
– Buffalo's sitting at 6-3, and the New England Patriots are sitting at 6-4. What arm of the national defense do I need to call here if the Patriots ever tie the Bills for first place? Because Rico is going to be just unbearable.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, look.
Like, do I need the Marines?
You need all four.
Yeah, I, you know.
They made those acquisitions in the offseason for a reason. And they've all worked and are working. They got some guys back from COVID. And they're playing New England football. They're taking what teams are giving them. Guys are doing really well, you know, after the catch or after the run. I think they got the physicality on the offensive line, which kind of was always something that they weren't given enough credit for. So they're able to run the ball, which is eating the clock up and kind of be of a change-up, right? And then they got a quarterback that if he plays within himself and doesn't turn the ball over, you know, they know how to win because you know they're going to play special teams, you know, and they're playing defense like they haven't been playing defense in quite some time. So – and they got guys that know the system, guys that know how to play, guys that won Super Bowls actually on that defense. So, yeah, I mean, look, Buffalo can't, you know, sleep as easy as they, you know, maybe could have, you know, a few weeks ago, but it's nothing they can't handle. And, you know, is New England trending like upwards, like when Tom Brady was there and they start to go off on a run? No, but you know that they are a team.
You hear this, right? You know that somewhere in there and that dude's head is, man, they better not mess around. Let the Patriots catch them.
Oh, they can Patriots catch them. Buffalo's still going to playoffs, so that's not going to be a problem. Because I don't think home field advantage is as big as it used to be. So, I mean.
He went from the best team in football.
Oh, they are the best team in football.
Being a road playoff team.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I still think they're going to do it. But if it does happen, say like Josh Allen is out for a month. And they catch them. What can you do?
Okay, and
but it's not going to happen. Though.
In the AFC North, there's no leader. Like
no.
Baltimore 6-3, Pittsburgh's 5-3-1, Bengals are 5-4, Browns are 5-5.
It's just a last man standing,
right? Like
nobody's
is...
playing. I mean, if you watch last, not this weekend, but the weekend before, you're like, oh, Cleveland's going to take off.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can be like, you know what? Pittsburgh has been kind of grinding out games. Eventually, they're going to start making some more, you know, consistent offensive, you know, series and scores and all that. Well, then Ben is on the COVID list, mm-hmm. right? Then Baltimore goes down to Miami, which, you know, they were talking about as humid and everything. But, look, it doesn't matter if it was 100 degrees, 100% humidity. They went down there and laid an egg. So they must have been down on South Beach the night before, and Miami beat the brakes off them, right?
The text line's on fire right now.
Then they got Cincinnati. Then they got them Bengals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, was rolling, and then they lost, and then they're kind of like back to the so-called old Bengals. So nobody is really taking the mantle like we're going to take off. So I guess if I had to bet on a team, I would say the Ravens because they have the best quarterback and the most established playmaker and the most electrifying guy in the league. They're getting healthier as far as getting all their, you know, playmakers and kind of getting rhythm, you know, getting Bateman and all those guys. And their defense in general generally is pretty salty, and especially if they can get some home games, you got to give it to the Ravens because Baker Mayfield's banged up. Ben is just average right now, but their defense is for real.
They fly.
And then Cincinnati, I think they're really, really good young team with a lot of talent, and they're a lot better than people will give them credit for at the beginning of the season, but I think they're just so green and don't have the experience to kind of push themselves over the hump.
We got about 3 minutes. AFC West, Chiefs at 6-4, Chargers at 5-4.
It's the Chiefs.
No, but Friday, everybody was team Chargers. Everybody was team Chargers with Justin Herbert on Friday.
No, on Friday you asked could he win a Super Bowl. Okay. Yes. The Chargers need some with sage or whatever in their stuff, right?
Just burn
sage or whatever, because it's like every year they had Philip Rivers and Eckler and, you know, Allen, and then, you know, they got all these guys and they could score points to put up all these yards, and they got Bosa on defense. They had the grown man and Ingram, and, you know, they got Derwin James, and then they go out there and let Kirk Cousins do that.
And had no answers for him.
For Kirk Cousins. On the road. Kirk Cousins going into the GM is like, I need $31 million. I beat a good team. That alone should not, you know what I'm saying? I would be in the film room if I was a coach. I'll be putting his name up. You let Kirk effing
right.
Cousins
right.
come into your house and percolate up and down the field.
In a game that would cost you first place.
A game that would cost you first place. A game that you should not easily win, but you should handily win, because they're coming from Central Time Zone out the West Coast. And mm-hmm. So that is a difference.
Yep.
So their clock's off. And Dalvin Cook is one of the best backs in the league, but he hasn't been, you know, churning out yards because mm-hmm. he's been banged up. So you really could sit back and just – and he only got really – well, they got Jefferson and Thielen, but you could double them to two cats with no tight end. Because their starting tight end got hurt like the preseason.
I was trying to watch it and trying to make sense of it, and I failed.
Kirk Cousins, talking about you like that. He taking that to the bank. Watch this. Next we're going to be – you're going to see it on the bottom line.
The new Viking shirts.
Kirk Cousins signs a contract extension. $50 million guaranteed.
We will get to the text line
because
you guys
have
been good. We will go through. We've got about 12 texts to get through. We'll do that when we come back to old school.
That's how you lose sleep.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.